Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
The New South Wales Parliament has become the first Australian legislature to debate the issue of modern slavery. The Christian Democrat MP, or MLC, member of the Upper House, Paul Green, has introduced that bill into the state's Upper House. If it gets the support of the Parliament, and that looks quite likely, that will be a massive step forward. The New South Wales Parliament will be the first Australian Parliament to have a ban on modern-day slavery. Now, look, what passes for modern-day slavery already is against many laws, but the fact is that without a focus on it, it tends to be invisible. And that's certainly what they found when they conducted an inquiry into that, which we spoke about on this program last year. I asked Paul Green in his bill, introduced just this week, what's the definition of modern-day slavery?
Well, Stephen, it's quite a broad definition, but some of the thoughts that come into the definition of modern slavery are forced labour, slavery, servitude, forced marriage, debt bondage, deceptive recruiting, and organ trafficking.
I remember during your inquiry, which preceded this bill, we actually spoke amongst other people to the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, and he said that when he was a parish priest, he came across somebody in his own area who was basically working in servitude for a wealthy family, and as a priest he helped to free her from that. But it's surprising. Did it surprise you what you discovered during that inquiry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons we called it was we know that obviously human trafficking happens around the world, and about 45.8 million people are trafficked over the world. And then 4,000 cases throughout Australia have been identified. And of course, we know that New South Wales, being the biggest state, has its issues with human trafficking. And of course, so it was very important, you know, to say, hey, what's happening in our state, and let's be responsible for our state first. And of course, out of that came the confession of the Archbishop of that particular scenario.
Yeah.
And then recently, we've just seen that that same scenario was repeated in Canberra multiple times through the embassy situation, where a multitude of people were held in servitude and basically not given their wages, basically threatened, and of course kept in slave-like conditions. So it's happening in our own capital.
So we know about the sex trade, and that's a horrendous thing. There are other things around it that are similar and also involve depriving a person of their liberty. And I wonder, Paul, just as a community member, as you go about your business down there on the South Coast, do you ever look at people in the street now and wonder, are you a modern-day slave?
Oh, look, absolutely. It opens your eyes when you start to see the types of things, because I did also travel to the US and spoke with the FBI and the LAPD and Homeland Security and a lot of agencies. And you start to open your eyes to what the massage parlors are doing, or what the nail polishing businesses are doing. You know, you wonder about the workers in there. There's restaurants. I mean, the hospitality area is not short of having people in slave-like conditions. They have to work all day. They're not allowed to leave the shop. So, look, it really does come down to our community. And I think one of the best things about this modern slavery bill is it installs a commissioner. And a commissioner could literally have their finger in the pulse of what's happening in New South Wales and make sure that we're freeing up these people that have been enslaved or in slavery-like practices.
Our guest on Open House is Paul Green. He's a member of the Upper House of the New South Wales Parliament, and he's a Christian Democrat member of the Upper House. And he's just introduced the Modern Slavery Bill 2018, a groundbreaking piece of legislation for Australia. What then does it do? You say that it installs a commissioner. What powers would the commissioner have?
Well, certainly the commissioner would be required to report to the parliament about the outcomes of trafficking issues in New South Wales. They would be in charge of, say, education programs and basically the teaching young people about the warning signs of human trafficking. They could work cooperatively with potential suspected human trafficking issues. And of course, the final thing that we would like them to do is prepare and publish an annual report to the parliament about what their strategic plan is and where it's up to.
So is the point here that many of the things that are human trafficking are already against a whole set of laws, both federal and state laws, and indeed industrial instruments like awards and so on?
Absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of this bill. The Parliamentary Council did a wonderful job in doing this bill, because a lot of laws do exist, but this is what I sort of call a plug-and-play bill. It doesn't rewrite all the new bills. It doesn't write all new laws, because a lot of laws exist. It really only it gives the capacity for the commissioner, who would be very aware of all those other laws and be able to enforce them. The only two things that were really put in brand new into this bill in terms of trafficking laws were cyber sex trafficking and, of course, the forced marriage. We wanted to make sure we closed the loophole between us and the federal government on those issues.
Goodness gracious. Now, Paul, what support have you had from the major parties?
Look, very positive. I've met with the opposition leader, Luke Foley. He's put it through his AG or shadow AG. And, of course, they've been very positive about the thoughts of the bill. They've got a couple of suggestions, which we'll work through now the bill's tabled. And, of course, the Premier has given initial support. Obviously, she'll need to put that through Cabinet and see where they land on it. But, look, I don't expect that they would be too uncomfortable where it's at right now, but that there are some very tight parts of the legislation in terms of the due diligence of the human rights side of things and due diligence and whether what sort of level do we take this in terms of the impact on businesses.
Paul, the workings of the Upper House of New South Wales are pretty arcane at times, and we know that it's possible for bills, private members' bills, which this is, they can be delayed, but do you have any assurances that they'll actually deal with this one promptly?
Well, a couple of things. The fact that we've got the balance of power, I think we'll keep it at the forefront of their
mind. In the Upper House, yes.
Yes, so that really helps. And look, we have a good relationship in the Upper House, Stephen. The Christian Democrat Party, since 2011, we've passed, we've had 144 amendments presented to the House, and we've had 143 agreed to.
Yeah.
So we have a great working relationship with all sides of the Parliament. But we have got a day that we want to see this passed by, the last sitting day of the mid-winter break.
Oh, good.
And that will indicate to us if we're having any further trouble about passing this bill, and that will allow us to then come back after winter break and make sure we put the foot on the pedal and get this through.
Do you mean by both houses at the end of the before the winter break?
Oh, absolutely. That'll be an indication if this is going to stall. And if it stalls, it's for political reasons. And seriously, I don't think politics should interfere with trying to do this particular legislation. This is above politics. It's about, helping those people without a voice out there be rescued and restored.
Well, Paul, congratulations for the way you've prosecuted this issue. Do you feel a little bit like a modern-day William Wilberforce?
Look, that has been suggested, but I tell you, I'm far from that. A lot of good people did a lot of good work on this, and I've had the privilege to be the vessel to carry it. It is one of my passions. And the fact, if I'm not elected in 2019, I would have thought that I've probably brought one of the most important bills to the Parliament in its existence. So, look, it's a real privilege, and like I say, I exist to be a voice to the voiceless, among many other things a parliamentarian does, and it's been a real privilege to bring this to the table.
No, once again, congratulations, Paul Green. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Paul Green, the Christian Democratic MLC, member of the Legislative Council in the New South Wales Parliament, and quite an achievement it is.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.